Hey, are you? Yes, yeah. This is Sam and... No, I'm Sam. Hi, it's nice to meet you. Nope, there's no mistake. No, stay. Seriously, there's no mistake. I don't even know how to explain this. When I planned all of this, it did not sound as ridiculous and crazy. So my name's Samantha. I am so sick of living in dorms. When the new campus apartments were finished, I could not wait to live in one. The thing is that I cannot afford to have my own apartment, and I really did not want a room with another woman. I just don't really get along with them. Women are so competitive, and I like to be the queen bee. I just get along better with men. So when I put my name down for an apartment, I put down Sam instead of Samantha, hoping that I would get a male roommate. And here you are. Is that okay? Yeah, there's just one bedroom. There are two beds in it though. I'm really sorry. I mean, I understand if you want to switch or... Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for being willing to at least try it out. I mean, it's not that I don't get along with all women. It's just I really get along better with men. So anyway, I want you to get all your stuff in, get settled. And then I was thinking that we can come up with like the rules of the house, so to speak. School starts in a few days, so it'll be nice to have everything worked out ahead of time. Well, like how late we can listen to music without headphones, that kind of stuff. Do you need help getting all your stuff inside the apartment? All right, let me get my shoes on. I'll come help. I am a sweaty bitch after that. Whew. Well, thank you. Well, I'm glad that I glisten and I don't sweat. So I talked about wanting to come up with some ground rules. Yeah, I've got a whole list of stuff. My RA actually had me do this my freshman year. It's actually really helpful for my roommate and I to figure all this stuff out the first day. Okay. What is going to be like quote unquote quiet time? When do we stop watching TV loudly or playing video games with sound on or listening to music? How about 10 p.m.? Okay. We need some kind of visitors policy. Do you want me to ask you first before I have anyone come over or that kind of thing? I really don't mind, but if I have a big test to study for, then I'm going to want quiet. But there is a door to the bedroom. If you guys are hanging out in the living room or something and you can be quiet, then it should be okay. I guess we don't really have to ask for permission, but let's let each other know when we have a big test coming up, at least. I mean, I'm cool with your friends coming over. Well, they're guys, right? I'm always down to meet more guys to hang out with. Okay, here's a big one. Let's just get it out of the way. Sexual relations. Now, are you a fan of having a scrunchie or a tie or a sock on the doorknob or... Yeah, we could just let each other know first. But I mean, sometimes there's no time for that. I know how life can be. You don't really want to stop to grab your phone. All right, I'm going to keep a scrunchie on the table by the apartment door. If there's a scrunchie on it, I guess we don't go into the apartment until that scrunchie's gone. Well, yeah, we could just keep it on the bedroom door. But let's say you're banging someone in the bedroom and I'm in the living room. It might be a little awkward for her or him or whoever when they come out to use the bathroom or they just come out in general. And I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? I'm Sam. Just to make everyone more comfortable. Let's do the scrunchie policy. Okay, that's out of the way. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to bed now. Now, don't worry about when you come in. Just, you know, walk quietly and that kind of thing. But you don't need to go to bed now or anything like that. If you stay up late, that's cool. I'm a pretty sound sleeper. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's 10:02. Yeah, great. Yes. Turn down the sound and I will see you tomorrow. Well, I probably won't see you in the morning because I'm going to be working. Since school hasn't started yet, I'm trying to get as many hours as possible so I can pay for books and whatever else during the school year. Because once school starts, I'm definitely not going to be able to work as many hours. So I'm trying to get in all the hours I can right now. Well, I'll see you around 5 in the evening tomorrow. Oh, sweet dreams to you too. Good night. I didn't know you were home. Ooh, work? Work was not so great today. I lost my job today. With all the stuff that's going on, they don't have enough business, so they're downsizing. Of course, this is horrible timing. I'm actually really glad that you're here. I need to talk to you about something. Well, you already know half of it. I'm not very close to my parents. That means that if I need money or something, they are not who I want to go to. I don't know how to ask this. I know we just met yesterday, but school is starting in a couple days, and I at least need money for textbooks. Oh, plus I'm not going to be able to pay for groceries yet. Do you think it's possible that you could help? And I promise, I am going to start looking for another job immediately. I'll be able to pay you back soon. It's just that I need you to spot me a little bit of money right now. And you know what? I was thinking I could even pay interest. So I can pay you back extra. This is a lot to ask. And if you can't do it, I totally understand. I could try to figure something else out. Fuck, I'm actually shaking. I'm a little scared right now. This situation fucking sucks and I was not expecting it. Why are you smiling? Do you think that this is funny? Fuck, it probably is funny to you. I don't even fucking know you. Why the hell did I ask you for such a big favor? Relax? How can I relax? I'm on the verge of not being able to complete this semester or even start this semester. It'll be okay. Oh, you're gonna help me? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Fuck, you are incredible. You're seriously the best roommate ever. Listen, I don't want to just be sponging off of you. So I was thinking I could take care of the chores, like dishes and things and whatever else there is while I'm looking for a new job. I'll do it all. The cooking, cleaning, whatever. When I'm not in class, I'm going to be home because I'm going to be studying or looking for a new job, so I'll be home to do it anyway. Okay, you still have that smirk on your face. What are you thinking? It's going to take more than just chores. Okay, what else do you want me to do? Free use? Wait, what do you mean? Oh! Look, I'm not innocent or ignorant or naive or anything. It's just that when you said free use, it was a little out of context. So I did not think that you meant that. Whoa. I mean, that's not even what I was asking for. I don't mind having a job. How do you even have money to cover all of that anyway? No, you know what? You don't have to tell me that. Sorry. So wait, let me get this straight. I go to class, I study, I take care of the apartment, and you will pay for everything whenever something needs to be paid for. I'm getting to that. In exchange for you getting to fuck me whenever and however you want. Are you fucking with me? It's just, I don't even know you. So I don't know yet when you're serious, when you're not serious. And let's say I said okay to this crazy idea and you were not serious. How is that going to make me look? Oh. Well, damn. Okay, you're serious. So this is the new roommate agreement, huh? Okay, I agree to the terms. But I do have some of my own. The free use only applies to in the apartment and only during a set time. I do need some me time, you know, sleep and all of that. Let's say whenever I'm available from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Does that work for you? Okay, well, we can negotiate a little bit. So I have to be available whenever you want during the night. If it's Friday and Saturday night only, because I have one class that starts at 7 in the morning. So you want me to suck your cock right now? Sure, you did pull down your pants and everything. Okay, well, we have an agreement. Do you want me to do it right here? Okay. Whenever and however you want. True. I will get down on my knees. You actually have a really nice cock. So this could be a lot worse. Oh, so I was wondering, when you pulled down your pants, you were already completely hard. Was that from just thinking about the agreement, or... You heard that? Well, I didn't want to do it in the bedroom, just in case you came home. I didn't want you to walk into the bedroom and find me playing, so I did it in the bathroom. Fuck, I got loud, didn't I? Yeah, I have a habit of doing that. So one very positive thing that's going to come out of this is that we no longer need to masturbate in the bathroom. We could do it in front of each other, or, well, you don't even have to masturbate anymore. You can just use my body. Yes, I get that that's what free use is. That's why I said that. I really could get used to this cock. I do like it. Oh, you want me to do this every day? Am I a dirty girl? I guess you'll find out, won't you? I like putting your cock down my throat. Not too many women do that. So, I think you just made an agreement with a very dirty girl. One who's very experimental and likes trying out lots of new things. Positions, sex toys, you name it. I want to try it all. Any hole you want. Use every hole several times in one day if you want. Wait, okay, you're about to come. Here, come all over my face. Because I like it. I told you, I'm a dirty girl. yummy. glaze me, yes. Perfect. Well, that was fun. I think this roommate agreement is going to work. Maybe even better than the one that we drafted last night. This could be a good thing. So, what can I do for you now? Make you a sandwich? Yeah, I know you're joking. I'll make you one, though. But don't ask me to do that again.